A CPP government will decentralize the management of health service at the district level. This, the party says, it will do by embarking on an accelerated capital investment program of 1.6 billion cedis annually. The party's communication director, Niyama, confirmed this in an interview with Radio Ghana. He spoke with Yahya Kwamwa.
We'll decentralize the management of health services at the district level. We'll work hard and move towards a universal and socially funded health system.
Have you given timelines to achieve this?
And we've had 20 years in this country where we have 1.6 billion. That's what we need to spend every year to catch up on sanitation. We will certainly set up an accelerated capital investment program to expand the sort of facilities that we need. We will strengthen the production of water, the circulation of water. At the moment, only 30% of urban homes and 3% of rural homes have water in their homes. So we will seek to expand water provision. We will seek to plan ahead because the planning is the key. The CPP government is known for its planning ability, and so we will plan ahead to ensure that we'll expand our water services to every home, to have uninterrupted water. We'll expand our sanitation in massive infrastructure development, because it needs to be. What has happened in this country?
You have only 4 years. You have only 4 years to prosecute your agenda, and during the first year, the politicians normally tell us they use the first year to form the government.
We will overcome the infrastructure and sanitation deficit in 4 years. But we have to make significant progress. Because at the moment, 20 years has declined it, the sector has declined it. The infrastructure we between Africa has been declined. So a 4-year government of CPP will seek to reverse that line and begin to make inroads into the deficit. No government, after all, MPP and NDC have had 20 years and they haven't done it. So no government can claim realistically that we can come and within a year or 2 years, we can eradicate the deficit we have in our infrastructure and in sanitation or reverse the decline.
We know one of difficulties in fighting this sanitation issue is attitudinal. What will we be doing to tackle this?
We've said in our manifesto that we will develop a modern sanitation system that will focus on sustainable management of liquid and solid waste throughout the country. Local government bylaws on community and household sanitation will be strictly enforced.
The communications director of the CPP, Niyama Konfra. The general secretary of the PNC, Bernard Mona, says the party will invest massively in the provision of potable water by ensuring that water is not privatized.
Water is fed in various ways to be life, that when you have water, there is life. So clearly, if the people of Ghana want life, we have to take seriously the issue of water. If we want health, we have to talk about water. If we want sanitation and proper upbringing, we have to talk about water. Now, water in all its forms, including water for agriculture, has to be taken a serious look at. But first, potable water or water for domestic use is that the People's National Convention does not believe that the private sector is an answer to the problem of our water delivery system, and that the past privatization of the Ghana Water and Sewerage Corporation has been responsible for the collapse of our water bodies in this country. It will be important to revisit to ensure that government take full charge of water supply in the system. As a first step, we want to see that the Community Water and Sanitation Agency is not just limited to providing what I call rural water, but that they should be able to ensure that we have also urban water. In this direction, we will tap underground water so that we'll be able to use it. The other important thing is that we in the PNC have said repeatedly that it is possible to do harvesting of rainwater. We will construct check dams.
Mr. Mona, you said the privatization of water has contributed to the collapse of water bodies. Is that what you mean?
Yes, because once we have privatized water, everybody is doing everything possible. There is no official claim or message to ensure that our water bodies are not dried up. We are cutting trees anyhow because we have contributed to privatization, and people can go into the water sources, for instance, the Subrim River and its sources or tributaries, and ensure that we are able to stall the direct flow of water into the Birim River. All those things are as a result of privatization. That is the point I'm establishing.
Can government alone do it?
Government has done it in the past. Growing up as a small boy, anytime we went around playing in the night, you just came to the community and you walk straight to a tap and just open the tap, and then you wash your legs and go into the room to sleep. Today, water is such a scarce commodity. Reason is that we have privatized some sections of the water, and therefore the private sector is largely influenced by profit and not the social good.
That was the General Secretary of the PNC, Bernard Mona.